Somebody asks the woman who the man she's with is, she'll say, "That's my
Husband.
okay." And if someone asks him who she is, he'll say, "That's
Wife.
okay." What about a woman whose husband is dead? You'd say she's a.
Widow.
Have you ever heard a term for a woman whose husband hasn't died but he's just taken off?
No, I don't think so.
You ever heard of grass widow?
No.
Okay. The man who raised you, that's your.
Father.
What did you call your father?
Dad.
Okay. And the woman who raised you?
Mother.
What did you call her?
Mother or mama or something like that. Mom.
Okay. And your mother and your father together, they're your.
Parents.
All right. Your father's father, that's your.
Grandfather.
What did you call him?
Poppy.
What about your other grandfather?
Pop.
Okay. And your grandfather's wife, that was.
Now which one? My grandmother.
Okay. What did you call them?
I see. Call one Nani and one Didi.
Call the first one what?
Nani.
Nani. Okay. And a man's sons and his daughters are his.
Children.
Okay. What about a name that a child's known by just within his family, not by anybody else? You'd say he has a.
Nickname.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a pet name?
Yeah.
Did you say that for
pet him? Name.
Is that the same thing as a nickname?
I don't know.
All right. And this is something that you could put a baby in and it'll lie down. It has wheels. You could go out, you know.
Baby carriage?
Yeah. What would you say you're going to do? I believe I'll put the baby in the carriage and go out and.
Stroll.
All right. Talking about the term grown up. Say if a man had three boys, one's 20, one's 15, one's 10. Talking about them in terms of being grown up, you'd say the one that's 20 is the
oldest.
Okay, if you had to use the term grown up there, you'd say the one that's 20 is the, of the three boys, the one that's 20. You got one 20, one 15, one 10. If you had to use the term grown up, you'd say the one that's 20 is the what grown up?
I don't read you. I don't see what you're saying.
Well, if you had to say grown up
uh-huh.
in your description of uh-huh. the one that's 20 years old, in relation to the other two, he's the
most grown up.
Sure. Right. Okay. And a man's children would be, say, a son and a
daughter.
Okay. Or a boy and a
girl.
All right. A woman who is about to have a baby, you say she's what? Her condition?
Pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Any other terms?
Expecting.
Okay.
With child, whatever.
Yeah. Ever heard any terms that struck you as either joking or crude terms for that?
For pregnant?
Mm-hmm.
Knocked up or something like that.
Yeah. Does that necessarily mean she's married or not? Or does it,
when you say she's knocked up, usually means she isn't
married. Okay. Have you ever heard of a woman who could assist with a delivery if a doctor wasn't available?
Midwife.
Yeah. Say if a boy has the same color hair and eyes as his father and his nose is shaped about the same, you'd say that the boy, his father.
Is the likeness. Well,
resembles, takes
thank you.
Which
yeah, resembles would be better.
Was there anything different you would say if he got his, if he has his father's bad habits?
Takes after.
Takes after.
Yeah.
Okay. Say a woman has looked after three children until after they're grown up. You say she's what, three children?
Raised.
Okay. And to a child who's been misbehaving, you say you do that one more time and give you a good.
Licking.
All right.
Whatever.
Whooping. Would there be something that'd be less severe than a licking or a whooping?
Scolding.
Okay.
I don't know which is worse, so.
What about a spanking?
Yeah.
Is that as bad as a.
No spankings.